Thanks, Philippa. Good to see you all. I'm Steve, if you've not met, I'm the vicar here, and it's great you've come for this service today. I wonder how many of you can ride a bike? Yes. How many can ride a bike? Hands up if you can ride a bike. Hands up. Hands up if you can ride a bike only with stabilizers. Who's on stabilizers still? Very good, well done. I wonder, do you remember how you learnt to ride a bike? So I remember as a little boy, I had my bike back in Cardiff and Robina. And first of all, I had stabilizers. Then I moved on to my dad, holding the back of the seat and holding the handle. And he used to say, keep pedaling, Steve. And we pedal along like that. And then we moved on to this. Here we go. I'd pedal along and he'd hold my back. He'd hold me tight and he'd say, keep pedaling, Steve, keep pedaling. And he'd run behind me as we cycled along. And that's how I learned to ride a bike. And actually, that's a great picture that I want you to hold in your mind today of you learn to ride a bike, pedaling along, and yet your dad or your mum holding onto your jumper and not letting go of you. It's a great picture that's going to help us understand today's passage in the Bible. You see, as we think about what it looks like to keep going along the road of the Christian race, to keep going following Jesus, because that's what we want to do. We want to be people who keep going following Jesus, or as Jude puts it, to keep contending for the faith, to keep living for Jesus, to keep trusting his word and his ways. You see, Jude wrote this little letter a long, long time ago to some Christians who are having a tough time. Christians had come into the church who said they were Christians, but they were telling untruths. They weren't telling the truth. They were false teachers. They were speaking things that were unhelpful to the Christians that Jude writes to. Untrue teachers were coming into the church, and they were in danger of stopping the Christians he writes to from keeping going in the Christian life, following Jesus. I wonder how many of you can remember or have watched this great TV show classic, Total Wipeout. Who wouldn't love to do that? I'd love to do that, Total Wipeout. It's like this massive course that you have to run along to get all the way to the end, but on the way there are obstacles. And one of the obstacles is this, the punch in the face wall. You have to creep along like this, and then they punch you in the face as you go along. In fact, I've got a pair of boxing gloves here. They're standard issue for all staff at All Saints. You never know, these actually belong to Nick Ashton. He's such a strong boxer, right? Look, his thumbs come through the ends. Don't mess with Nick Ashton. All right, here we go. So you're punching away, you're going along the ward and you get punched in the face, jab, jab, punch, punch, and you get knocked off the race. Well, it can be like that in the Christian race. We are following Jesus, but people who say untruths, false teachers, come into the church and they can knock us off course and send us flying. That's why Jude writes to these Christians. He wants them to keep going as followers of Jesus. Jude wants to encourage them to contend for the faith, to love Jesus, to hold on to the truth, and to beat off those things that are wrong and untrue. And I've got three things this morning to tell you from this passage. And the first is this. Here we go. The first point is this. It's very profound. KYG, which means keep yourselves going following Jesus. I'm not sure that's great English or not. I'm from Wales, that's my excuse. Keep yourselves going following Jesus. It's a very practical. Jude writes to us in these verses, verse 20 to 21, about keeping yourself going following Jesus. And he talks about the importance of being people who build. Who builds. Verse 20, you dear friends, by building yourself up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. You see, when you're tired or weak like that, and you've had enough, what you need is some food to build yourself up. Every morning in the vicarage, Jenny and I have a bowl of porridge. That's why we're so super fit. Porridge gets us up, gives us energy to keep going. And when you're unfit and unwell, here we've got a photograph from Young at Heart. The thing to do when you are weary and tired and you're unfit, you need to do exercises That's what you do, you keep strong. Pardon? Do you want a demo? I'm not going to do a demo. That's for the 6:30 service. But the reality is, if we're going to build ourselves up on the faith and we're going to keep going following Jesus, then actually we need to build ourselves up in our most holy faith. How do we do that? Well, the passage tells us, doesn't it? It says, build yourself up in your most holy faith. How do we do that? It's so simple. It's back to basics. It's the basics of reading your Bible and studying the Bible and keeping your head in the Bible and trusting God's word. That's how we build ourselves up in our most holy faith. We don't move from the truth of God's word. As we heard a few weeks ago, for the faith that was once for all time given to God's people. Build yourself up in your holy faith. Boys and girls, grown-ups here, are you reading your Bible? Are you spending time every day in God's word? Are you coming to church regularly to hear the word taught? Are you going to kids groups like All Saints Kids or home groups to keep building yourself up in your most holy faith? That's how we contend. That's how we keep going. That's how we keep pressing on in the Christian life. We build ourselves up in our most holy faith through the word of God. We feed on the Bible. But it's not just that, is it? It says, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. And it says, praying in the Holy Spirit. I mean, how else can you pray apart from through the Holy Spirit, by whom we can call God Father? Bible, prayer, and also, Jude says, keep your eyes fixed on the hope to come. Do you know when things are tough in church life, when things are hard in our families or at work, we can lose heart, we can lose hope, we can be anxious and worried and stressed. But here we're told, in the face of the false teaching that they face, that we're facing the Church of England right now, we wait in hope. We look forward to the life to come. We lift our eyes. We keep our eyes looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus to bring us to eternal life. What great advice to keep yourself going following Jesus. Build yourself up in the faith through prayer and Bible reading, and keep lifting your eyes to the hope to come. That's how we keep yourself going, following Jesus. Keep contending for the faith as you follow him. It's very, very practical. It's very, very good news. It is wonderful to look forward to the hope to come. Friends, it's not easy, is it, to keep yourself going, following Jesus? It's not easy. But actually, God has blessed us with his word, with his prayer, with the glorious hope of heaven. Wonderful stuff to keep ourselves going. KYG, keep yourself going. Here's the next one. K-O-G. Any guesses? Any guesses? Beautiful. That actually is better than what I put down. People say keep one another going, but I just went for the short Welsh version. Keep others going. Keep others going following Jesus. That's verse 22. You see, part of our job as a church family, as God's people, is to keep others going, to keep each other following Jesus, especially when there are so many confusing things in the Church of England right now, and there's false teaching flying around that's being blessed by our bishops. It's easy to think, oh, it's so discouraging. But we need each other to keep each other going. Look around you right now. Look around. Look around. Can you say to someone, I need you, after three? One, two, three. I need you. Ready? After three. One, two, three. I need you. That was really enthusiastic. I need you. I really need you. Okay, let's say it again with more meaning. One, two, three.
I need you.
Yes, I need, thank you. Okay, the next thing we're going to say to each other is this. You need me. After three. One, two, three. I need you. I do need you. And again, one more time.
You need me.
I need you. You need me to keep me going as a follower of Jesus, to keep contending for the faith, to keep trusting Jesus to the end. Because we're told that some of us are going to doubt. Look at verse 22. Some of us will doubt. We'll have times when we doubt whether God's word is good and true. We'll have moments where we're not sure and we're confused by others. What does it say we should do for one another? We should be merciful to those who doubt. Be kind to those who doubt. Encourage them. Verse 23 says, we should save others. We should be concerned for others and looking after others. And actually, we should be involved in showing others mercy mixed with fear. Now, what does that mean? Mercy mixed with fear. I was watching a program the other day about these lifeguards who work at a big open-air lake. People do this thing called wild swimming. Anyone done wild swimming here? You're mad. Freezing cold water. But this one wild swimming lake, there's this lifeguard, and he was talking about how he used to save people. He said, when people get into trouble, this is what I do. I swim out to them, but I never swim to their faces, because if I swim to their faces, they get hold of me and they'll pull me under. What I do is this, I always swim to being behind them. And then I can pull them safely and save them and rescue them. He knows that with some people who need saving, they can pull him down and drown him. And that's true. Sometimes people might doubt or be unsure about the faith. We need to snatch them from that unbelief, but we have to do it mixed with fear that we don't drift away ourselves. There's always a danger, friends, of being confused by others and being pulled away from the faith. Now, Jude is realistic. Be merciful to those who doubt. Show kindness. Pull them back. Save others, but do it in such a way as you don't drown yourself. You don't fall for the unbelief, for the lies. Show mercy mixed with fear. It's a great warning. Keep yourself going. Keep others going, following Jesus. How wonderful. And the great news is this of our passage, that as we do that, KYG, KOG, there's this wonderful truth. G, K, U. God keeps us. God keeps us. Can you see that? It's there in verse 24. To him who is able to keep you. That's how Jude starts. Chapter 1. Kept for Jesus Christ, verse 1, and it finishes verse 24. He is able to keep you. God keeps us following Jesus. Isn't that a great relief? What a joy. The God who tells you, Steve, keep yourself going, read your Bible, pray, keep looking forward to heaven. Steve, keep others going, be merciful with those who doubt, snatch them back from unbelief, be careful you don't fall for their sin. It's the God who says, actually, Steve, or whatever your name is if you're a follower of Jesus, God keeps you. God keeps us. He holds you fast. Here's the picture. There I am on my bike, learning to ride. I'm cycling. Dad Reese is saying, keep pedaling, Steve, keep pedaling. But he's got hold of me the whole time. And we're going along like this. He's got me. Keep cycling, Steve. Keep going, keep going, keep going. And of course, in the end, he lets go and I learn to ride a bike. But the great thing about the gospel is that God never lets go. God keeps us. As we keep ourselves going, as we keep others going, he holds us fast. What a relief. What a joy. Don't you feel weak as a Christian? I do. Don't you struggle to keep going as a Christian? I do. What a joy to know that God keeps us, and he's made the way for me to be kept by him, because he gave his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross and rise again and save me. And one day he says, I'm going to keep you and I'll present you before my throne as being spotless and pure and forgiven. Hallelujah. What a thought. What a joy. It's no surprise then, is it? It's this, that the last verse is so wonderful. Molly and Bella, can you come up and hold this for me? I mean, not Molly, Winnie, that's my other daughter. Winnie and Bella, come up quickly. Up you come. I know you're not Molly, sorry. Quickly, as fast as you can, like you're on a bike with your father. Right, there you go. Here we go. Here's the last verse. Right, here we go. Here we go. We're up. TT, OG, OS, BGM, PAA, TGC, OL, BA. Keep going, Winnie. AA, NA, FEA. Come to this end, Winnie. Hold it here. Do you know what that says? Pull it tight. To the only God, our Saviour. Be glory, majesty, power, authority. What's next? Because I've forgotten it. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forever. Amen. Isn't that great? Why don't we read the last verse together? You can either pretend you can remember it, or you can actually read it out as we go along. Here we go. Stay there, girls. Thank you so much. Okay, verse 25. No wonder he says, "To the only God, our Saviour, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forever. Amen." He deserves the praise and glory, for he's the God who saves us and keeps us. And he calls us, my friends, to KYG, KOG, knowing that GKU is true. Let me pray. Thank you, girls, so much. Lord, thank you. You wrote this amazing letter through Jude, written there to encourage us in the face of false teaching and confusion, to keep ourselves going by keeping our heads in the Bible and praying and looking forward to heaven, to keep others going by showing kindness and mercy and bringing them back when they doubt the truth of your word. It's so confusing right now. Lord, help us to do that for each other in the knowledge that you keep us going, God. God, thank you so much that you keep us. And we do give you the only God, praise and glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. In his name we pray. Amen.